We begin with our opening hymn, hymn 457. Hymn 457. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all our sorrows, so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we certainly will be united with him in a resurrection like his. We bow our heads for prayer. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our brother, Leroy Michael. We thank you for giving him to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. We thank you also for the covenant you established with him in baptism, giving him faith in Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of sins. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us your aid so that we may see in death the gate to eternal life, that we may continue our course on earth in confidence until by your call we are reunited with those who have gone before us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Old Testament lesson, the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Holy Gospel from St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, beginning at the first verse. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the gospel of our Lord. Lee Roy Frederick William Michael was born on August 20th, 1925, in Hoyleton, Illinois, the son of Gustav and Hannah Nee Brinkman Michael. The covenant of God's grace was personally bestowed on him at his baptism on August 30th, 1925, at Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church in Hoyleton, Illinois, with the Reverend Alfred Feeler officiating. The covenant of God's grace was affirmed by Leroy at his confirmation in the Lutheran faith on April 10th, 1938, at Hoyleton, Illinois, with the Reverend Alfred Feeler officiating. The goodness of God's grace was given to Leroy when he was united in marriage with Leola Hake on October 27th, 1946, at North Prairie Methodist Church, North Prairie, Illinois, with Reverend Brown officiating. The Lord blessed their marriage with three children, Judy, Joyce, and Mark. During World War II, Leroy served his country in the United States Navy. He provided for his family by working in the construction industry as a general contractor. He enjoyed woodworking as a hobby. He was also active in the Boy Scout program and was the recipient of the Lamb Award in recognition of his excellent service as an adult leader. Leroy and his family were active members of Grace Chapel Lutheran Church in St. Louis County, and then in recent years at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in St. Peter's, Missouri. The covenant of God's grace was fulfilled for Leroy When the Lord received him unto himself and granted him the crown of life by faith in Jesus Christ in heaven, on September 10th, 2018, at the age of 93 years and 23 days. Those who remain to cherish his memory and serve the Lord in this life are his beloved wife of 72 years, Leola, his daughters, Judy Lubin and her husband, William, and Joyce Whittington, his son, Mark Michael and Cindy Smith, 4 grandchildren, Sarah and her husband, Terry Aker, Jason, his wife, Christina Whittington, Jackie Delling and Jessica and her husband, Matthew Fleshman, 8 great-grandchildren, 1 sister, Laverne Klosterman, along with other relatives and friends. He was preceded in death by his parents, 3 sisters, Eunice, and Goldie, and 1 grandson, Matthew Whittington. Following the committal service, family and friends are invited to continue their fellowship at a luncheon being served by the members of Trinity in the fellowship hall. Interment will be at the Cemetery of Trinity in Hoyleton, Illinois. Gratitude is expressed to the Bowie Funeral Home for their service to the family and their assistance with the funeral arrangements. We now continue with the hymn of comfort, Amazing Grace, hymn 744. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The basis for this message from God's Word today comes to us from the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10, where Jesus says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life." Dear Leola, Judy, Joyce, Mark, family and friends of Leroy Michael, you know, the best sermons are often not preached from the church pulpit. They are preached by the members of the congregation in their daily lives. This was true of Leroy Michael. As we say amen to his message today, it's only natural that our hearts are touched with both sorrow and gratitude. We've come here to the house of God to hear God's message from God's own book, his own words. And those words are these: "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." You know that I do not speak empty or shallow words when I say Leroy Michael was faithful. His confirmation verse was Romans 1:16. "I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation to them that believe." Leroy not only memorized this verse, he sought to live by it. Even when his health was failing, his hearing weak, Leroy was at Sunday morning worship services, sitting right up there in the front pew, right in front of the pulpit, so he could hear every word. His faithful reception of word and sacrament enabled him to be the Christian man that he was. By God's grace, he was a cherished gift of God to his wife, family, and friends. You know, as a member of the so-called silent generation, Leroy was also a member of what Tom Brokaw described as the greatest generation. Person faithful to God, loyal to church, family, friends, country, one that was concerned about doing things right and well and being accountable, that makes sure that things were done right and well. But nothing Leroy did was done to win applause or even earn his way to heaven. You see, Leroy believed, by grace are we saved. He meant it when he sang, "Jesus, lead thou on." He trusted fully and sincerely in the salvation won by Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who gave his life for him. His faith in his Savior was a motivation for all the faithfulness in life. His faithfulness to wife, to children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, to friends, to church, to country. This faithfulness allowed Leroy to have a reservoir of spiritual strength that enabled him to rise above the challenges and difficulties that came his way. Several weeks ago, when he was told by his doctor that he had an illness that would probably be God's way of translating him to heaven, he received the news with a certain calmness and strength. They clearly demonstrated his trust and hope in the Lord. He simply said, "I'm ready." And as his family will tell you, he never wavered in his trust and hope in the Lord. And so I'd like to write behind his name today the word faithful. And because he's been faithful, God's promise to him is real and true. "I will give you the crown of life." A crown. A crown is a symbol of victory. And victory always implies a struggle. A fight has taken place. In this life, we Christians fight the good fight of faith. It's not the boxing type of stuff. It's the dealing with struggles and challenges and overcoming them with our faith. And when this fight is over, the God-given reward is a crown of life. Life, not money, not fame, not land, but life. Glorious life, eternal life, everlasting life. The presence of God. Life with the angels. Life with all the saints who have gone before us. Life free from every sin and blemish. Life free from every taint or imperfection. Life in holiness and purity. Life forever. Forever. This glorious life, kings can't give and kings can't take it away. It cannot be bought with money. It cannot be won by human effort. It is a free gift. A free gift of a loving God, made possible through the death and resurrection of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. For all the goodness that God gave to and through Leroy Michael, God save the best and the greatest for now. Now he has eternal life. Now he has eternal peace. Now he has eternal joy in heaven. My dear friends in Christ, there are important lessons in the passing of this gracious Christian gentleman for all of us to heed and to learn. First of all, remember that the same Savior who gave Leroy the crown of life in heaven is ready to give the same crown to each and every one of us. As we hold fast to our faith in our blessed Savior, there will come for all of us that beautiful day of reunion before the throne of God, which our Savior promised us when he said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Keep your eyes fixed on the eternal goal. Stay close to your God. Stay close to your Savior, even now, through worship and prayer, through word and sacrament. Be sure he will keep his promise. "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Knowing that our eternal life is secure in the Lord will result in powerful impacts on our lives. The Lord will not only free you from guilt and fear, but he'll empower you to let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. It goes without saying that we're going to miss Leroy. And yet these feelings are quickly overcome when we think of our own walk through the valley of the shadow of death, in the hand of the Lord, and upon our arrival in heaven, being greeted by the friendly welcome of dear Leroy. As we remember Leroy today, may we place a flower of gratitude in our hearts for having had the privilege of knowing him and loving him. And may we praise our gracious and loving God for the promise and assurance through his Son Jesus, that for all those who believe in Christ as Savior, this is not goodbye, but simply, "God be with you till we meet again." In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus, amen. We now have the privilege of responding to God's word by singing the hymn, "How Great Thou Art," hymn 801. Hymn 801. We now confess the faith that Leroy confessed each and every Lord's Day. Yet words of the Apostles' Creed, you'll find the words printed in the back cover of the hymnal. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion, the body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give to your church the blessing of your light and your peace. Give to all who live their lives by faith the gift of your Holy Spirit, so that he might lead us in holiness and righteousness. Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Give them courage and faith so that they might have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe in and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks because by his death, Jesus destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection has opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, and who has taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We join in the hymn 461. I know that my Redeemer lives. Please note, we will sing verses 1, 2, 5, and 6. Verses 1, 2, 5, and 6, hymn 461. Thank you.